Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back. Long time no talk. You're listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is November 21st, 2008. I am your host, Joanne, and I have my special guest co-host tonight, Linda, with me.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, hi. We are going to be doing a recap of Super Soap Weekend. So if you guys were there, definitely call in and share your stories. We've got some taped interviews with some of your favorite stars. Not all of them came out as good of a quality that I wanted, but you know what? We're working on that. And as soon as they are re-edited and cleaned up, I'm going to post them for you guys to listen to. So, Linda, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm finally happy to hear you back on the air.
Oh, I know. You know, I feel like I've been gone forever and a day. It's insane. Can I just say that I'm friggin' freezing? My fingers are numb. There was a girl. Remember the ladies that we saw at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood?
Yes.
And
mom
we saw
and
them in the park? Yeah, well, we
mom,
just, right.
Bella.
So she's
Bella
in the chat
and
room.
Yeah.
Right, and she was saying how the weather was all whacked out down in Orlando, which it was. And anybody who knows that or that has been to Super Soap knows that the past years have been pretty chilly, to say the least. And
yeah.
This year we had this ridiculous 87-degree, hot, humid, nasty weather. So, and then dropped a good, 30 degrees. And, you know, so people are paying for that, I'm sure. But now I'm back up in Buffalo, and it's 17 degrees out, and it was snowing all day, so.
Oh, well, that's right up your alley there, Miss Joanne.
Isn't it? Can I tell you, my sister went and bought me a pair of socks today, you know, the toe socks with the individual toes. Because I
those
kept
are awesome.
Because I kept complaining my feet were so cold.
I know. But is it just me or is it like a little freaky when you wear those toe socks?
You know what? I'm kind of all right with them right now. I'm all right with them right now. I can't really say that they're bothering me because honestly, my feet are damn freezing. My piggies are gonna fall off.
Well, keep them warm. We can't have you losing any body parts.
I know. So for everybody who likes Dancing with the Stars, understand that on Monday, the 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Tony Dovolani is going to be with me on the show. So definitely check that out. Susan Lucci and him performed an amazing performance at Super Soap Weekend. Susan was graceful as ever. I mean, beautiful as ever, I should say, and they're going to be doing a last performance, I believe, on Tuesday on Dancing with the Stars, so he's coming on Monday to chat about that. The following week, December 3rd, Chris Stack from One Life to Live will be on the show, so definitely tune in for that, and just keep checking the calendar, because I've added some things, and honestly, right now, I can't tell you what they are, because I don't remember. So keep checking the calendar. Make sure you sign up for those email alerts because we've got some really cool stuff happening. We're going to have some contests. There's going to be some lucky fan who's going to win an autographed T-shirt, original T-shirt, signed by the Fab Four. We managed to sit down with Brittany Underwood, Jason Tam, Kristen Alderson, and Brandon Buddy on Sunday, and they signed a T-shirt to use as a contest giveaway. So we're going to have a contest for that one. I have an autographed original photo montage of Kristen Alderson. I have an autographed Super Soap Weekend edition of ABC Soaps in Depth by Eden Regal. I have an I Loved Johnny Z autographed T-shirt by Brandon Barash himself. What else did I get? Oh, gosh. I'm going to have a Spinelli and Maxi autographed original T-shirt. a Spinelli autographed messenger bag, like if you would carry a laptop. And what the hell else did I get? Brittany Underwood and Jason Tamps signed a photo, an original photo that I took myself with Georgette, or Georgette took, one of us took it, but we took it in New York, and that's signed, so that's going to be a giveaway. So there's a lot of contests going to go on, and we're trying to still figure out the details, and we're going to make you work for this stuff, honeys, so just be prepared. Be prepared, and you better check those emails, because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to post it once on MySpace, and that'll be the end. Anytime you want to know about the contest, it's coming straight through the Star Dish emails. That's it. Megan, I'll make sure what I suggest you do. If you didn't get the email, just go re-register, and maybe there's a problem. But definitely re-register so you get those emails. And, yes, check your spam folder. You never know which way it came from. So, yeah. So, Linda, it's over.
My goodness. I know. I can't believe it's been a week almost.
Well, this time last week we were, you know, I was
there.
A lot of plane. Yeah, you were circling the airport, and I was.
I was circling the terminal. I was going round and round, waiting for you to land. So yeah, it's amazing. So where should we start?
Well, let's see.
It sounds like a lot of people in the chat room here. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it, right? I got some people on the phone, too, that are just listening, and I got some people that are just hanging out, and so we'll see what the deal is there. So understand what I'm going to do is right now I am going to play a little bit of an audio clip, and I don't know how you guys are going to hear it, but I tested it yesterday, and it sounded fine. So this is Bradford Anderson at Super Soap Weekend.
I'm feeling fabulous on that show. I mean, you know what, it's been 2 years.
Exactly 2 years. And someone told me that it was the 13th of November.
Well, you have been unbelievable to show. You're a breath of fresh air, and you can curse them together. It's just magical. It's comedic genius, and it's, I think, a fabulous love story in the making.
I hope so. If nothing else, it's a really tremendous friendship, and they have they're establishing a pretty great connection. Two completely opposite people that understand each other and kind of in that kind of session.
Mm-hmm. How is it working with Karen Monaco doing things with Jason, and he rescued her, and you hadn't been with her for a while?
That was really fun. I worked with Kelly in a really, really, really long time, and, you know, those things that I had with them at the beginning when I first joined the show were kind of establishing on the canvas, and so they kind of going to be back in that penthouse with both of those. It was actually really fun, and when I think I actually said the line, it feels like old times again, and it is.
Yeah, with the upcoming promos that we've been seeing, Spinelli sent a man, somebody hurt his lady, and Spinelli got a gun, and he's not going to shoot himself in the foot.
Look out.
What is he going to do?
Not a lot.
No?
No, true Spinelli form, he comes closer than he ever has to really cementing himself in the mob world. But at the last moment, his true self prevents him.
Well, we wouldn't have you any other way. I mean, you're perfect the way you are. Keep doing what you're doing. Everybody loves you. I mean, you know how we value you on the show, and you know how many requests I get a day for you, because you're just fabulous. You can never get through everybody, so thanks for taking the time. You have so many people that want you. I'm going to mail you that messenger bag, and let me have you sign this shirt right here. So, I mean, it'll work, right? Let's see how it works.
So that was Bradford Anderson. I know it sounded a little garbled, but if you got the gist of what he was saying, was basically he wants to see a love story develop between himself, between Spinelli and Kirsten Storm, Maxie. But if nothing else, it's definitely a great friendship in the making. And he comes closer than ever to cementing himself in the mob than he's ever before. So GH looks like, from the promos that we've seen, looks like it's getting pretty good. So that's something to watch out for. Let's see here. So, Linda, basically Friday was a great day for us because we actually got to do nothing.
Yeah, Friday was a great day for us, and, you know, we arrived, and, you know, after somewhat of a restful night's sleep indoors on a bed versus outdoors on cold concrete. We just kind of, you know, we headed over to the park, I guess around 11, 11:30-ish, and kind of scoped the park out to see if we, you know, bumped into anyone or recognized any familiar faces. So, yeah, it was you know, kind of a laid-back, low-key day on Friday, just, you know, trying to get familiar with where, you know, everything was once again. Memory starts to fade a little bit even after a year. So, yeah, it was nice. We had a nice lunch there at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just
we got
trying
to meet
get our
some really cool
us.
People. So, we ended up taking a ride over to the boardwalk where we met up with Michelle and Kara from the Palm Beach Daily News over there. They have a great blog. I'm going to put it in here. Palm Beach Daily News.
Let's put their blog with the Palm Beach Daily News. Right?
Palm Beach Daily News /soapbox. They got a great blog going on, and they were there also, you know, doing interviews and stuff. So it was really nice to finally meet them. And we kind of made pals out of them and hung out with them all weekend. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of tagged us the Fab Four.
You know what? That's true. We're the more mature Fab Four forever. How about that? let me just touch on some stuff that's going on in the chat room. I don't know if I said this or how they found out, but Kristen Alderson desperately wants a haircut. She wants to get her hair cut in layers with some bangs, and they won't let her. So Farrah Fath is on a mission to help her get her hair cut. So Tony Ann, who is in the chat room, started a petition for Kristen Alderson to be able to get her hair cut.
Well, my goodness, where do we sign that up?
The link is actually in the chat room. I saw her just posted a minute ago, so you probably have to scroll around. Farrah is very passionate about getting Kristen her hair cut. So, good luck with that.
Yes, but I agree. I think she's, you know, especially if she wants to go ahead and change up her style, it's got to be difficult to.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, she's growing up. She's 17 years old.
Yeah, it's usually not anything that really, you know, if you feel like going to go get your hair cut, you just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely, you know, check that link out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got a couple callers on the line. Let's see who's here. Hello. Hello. 904. Don't be shy. Are we having this problem with the switchboard? Nope. Okay. 561.
Joanne.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle. Hello. It seems like just yesterday we were meeting you.
I know.
Yeah.
My goodness. What a whirlwind week it's been since we've gotten back, huh?
It went by so fast. That was the thing. It just went by too fast. And now it's over.
It
and supposedly for good, which
I don't think so.
I think it's going to come back.
I hope so. It just seemed like on Friday, you know, we had, you know, days before, you know, the end. And then, you know, before you knew it was done. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
very
we spoke
sad.
To a lot of those stars there, and we asked them all about Super Soap Weekend coming back and what do they think about the ending, and they were all pretty much devastated.
Yeah, I mean, that was the impression that I got as well, that they weren't happy with the fact that it wasn't coming back. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them, I think some of them were trying to put on, you know, a good face about it, but, you know, others, I could tell, were just not happy that it wasn't coming back.
Right. Michelle, there's a Melinda is in the chat room, Little Bear 0720. She said to mention to you that she's in the chat room.
I think she probably thinks I'm a different Michelle. Maybe.
She might be a friend of yours, though, on MySpace.
Okay.
I don't know. But I mentioned. So, Michelle, what are you going to miss the most about Super Soap Weekend?
Well, I miss, I mean, obviously getting to see all of the stars in one place. We're never going to be able to see that many at once. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I also think meeting other fans and connecting with other fans that you would from all over the country, because they do come from all over the country to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think it's a good location. They're saying, you know, ABC is saying that it's not, you know, a good location. I think it's a great location. It's easy to get to, you know, a lot of flights in there, and people come from all over. And there's so much to do there. I mean, there's so much to do. Say, you know, you come in for a week with your family, you know, some soap fans, and you go do other stuff, too.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I just, the boat thing, I'm not excited about, you know, mainly because here's the thing. Everybody on the East Coast, we're going to fly to California, which is going to be expensive, and then get on a boat, which is going to be more money.
Right.
No, I just think it's cost prohibitive, really, for
yeah, it's,
for most
it's
people.
Gonna be taxing financially, I think, for a lot of people. But you know what? It's like Bob Guinea said when he was on the show last week. Don't knock it really yet, because there's a lot. He said there's a lot of places out there on the internet that are actually boycotting the Soap Nation tour, hoping that it'll bring back Super Soap Weekend. And it's not going to happen like that. So if you boycott one to save the other, it's not going to work. You're better off, I mean, not necessarily saying that you have to go on a cruise, but if something comes to your area or whatever and you're able to go, then that's fine. You know, just support both causes, but at the same time be like, you know what, I still want Super Soap Weekend back. You know,
I
think he made a really good point about that, because, you know, fans tend to latch on to an idea, and once somebody starts rolling with a boycott and sign a petition for this and sign a petition for that, it's just kind of pointless, you know, because you're striking the nails in the coffin as you do that. You know, you're not saving anything. It's just not going to work. You got to support it as a whole.
And you had and it's important for us to support the actors. Even if it means, you know, not looking forward to, you know, going to Orlando next year. But I think you brought a good point up. If they're coming to a town near you, or, you know, just try to support them at least, you know, in the ways that they're allowing us to now going forward, I guess the best that you can, you know.
Definitely.
Right.
I mean,
I don't see myself going to California personally anytime
soon.
That's the thing. But, you know, it may, you know, other people that are on the West Coast, you know, may be able to take advantage of that opportunity that maybe, you know, not so much coming to Orlando. So, I mean, you know, I guess it's just, you know, shifting the focus to another part of the country than it has been over, you know, the last 15 years.
Yeah, you're right. And like I said to you, Linda, you know what, if they brought Super Soap to California and we had an advance notice of it, say they wanted to alternate states, I would have no problem with that. I would have no problem with getting on a plane and going to spend time over in Disney in California to do the Super Soap Weekend. That I wouldn't have a problem doing, because you're paying for your Disney tickets to get in. You'll pay for your airfare, which I would have to pay for anyway if I was leaving from Buffalo to go to Florida. It might be a little bit more expensive to get to California. But at the same time, you know, it's still the same concept. A cruise,
it's just so not up my alley financially, and I know a lot of people. But you know what, though? I went on the website, and they're selling out of those rooms left and right. So people are buying them. And there are people that want to go, and maybe it is mainly West Coast people or, you know, the middle states somewhere around there. I'm really curious to see how that's going to be. Once it's all over and done, like where the people came from, how far they traveled, and stuff like that. That's going to be interesting to see how many people.
Can you imagine? You know, digging into your stocking over the holidays and pulling out your your cruise pass to go on to Rock the Soap. I mean, you know, it's a good. I guess it's a good holiday wish item and lucky. Lucky to those who, you know, who may get that. So
right.
They
did have Super Soap in California few years ago. Quite a while ago. They did have Super Soap in California, but I think it only lasted 1 year. And then they brought it back to Florida. I'm almost positive that they did. So, you know what? Let's see what the tour brings. I mean, you know what? It can't be all that bad. Like right now, today, I got a message off of the Brandon Barash fan site. He's going to be in Connecticut for a brunch. $50 for the ticket. Megan Ward is coming to New York City in January. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. I mean, again, it's only one person. So we'll just have to see how it plays out, you know. Let me see who else we have on the phone. Hi, who's this? Hello? What's up with the people not talking? Come on. Okay, so you're done then. Hello, are you there? Area code 904. Okay, you're done too. All right. I think they may be just listening and they don't want to talk. All right, that's fine. But in the meantime, let me see here. I'm going to play my next clip of audio. So bear with me. This one will be Erica Slazak at Super Soap Weekend.
First question, how do you feel about the ending of Super Soap Weekend?
I think it's a shame. I was just saying to somebody else that it's such a unique experience for us as actors to meet our audience, and people are so uniformly delightful, and when you meet them, you know, it's a little humbling, it's a lot humbling, that they come from all over the country to say hello, and and on top of that, hey, we're in Coral.
Exactly.
You know, I came here, my whole family's here, my kids who are grown, 26 and 28 years old, and we did the rides yesterday, and we just loved it. The Disney World is fantastic, but it's a shame that the event is, I know they're going to extend it and go to other cities.
Right, right.
It's just a shame because it's such a central meeting.
Right, right.
For us. And we get, not only that, as actors, we get to see all our West Coast buddies that
is
we don't usually get to visit.
Right.
And even the people from down the street at all my children.
Right.
You know, they're only four blocks away, but we never see them.
Right.
So it's a very nice way to interact with everybody.
Right. Now, as far as Vicky is concerned,
yes.
The alter egos. Okay. How do you feel about the emulation you're doing with Jessica and Vicky? Because she's got the same amount and it's the same characteristics, different names.
Okay, very tricky question. Because when I heard about it, I went, hello, this is not hereditary. You can't catch the ID.
Right.
And so they worked out a way that Jessica actually had the ID. And that it was Mickey's fault. Okay, so that made sense. Now there are other alters creeping up, which makes sense in the parameters of the illness. There are very rarely only one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Bree is playing it so well, I think it definitely is being pulled off. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little kind of surprised in the beginning because we didn't know where it came from. And and then you have to rewrite the backstory.
Right.
You know, but they did that with me too.
Which is happened when I
Walter. Oh, Nikki. Oh, hello.
She's so much fun to watch.
She's so insane, you know, and you can't have more fun than that. And somebody asked me who was the one I preferred playing, and I think I have to prefer playing Vicky because she doesn't expend nearly as much energy as the others do.
Right.
Nikki is just such a bundle of energy, and I am so bloody tired at the end of the day because everything is out, and she's all over the place, but she's unbelievable fun. She really is.
It's wonderful to see you play the different characters. I mean, you're really fabulous.
Thank you. It's fun. It's terrific fun. And as I said, Bree is playing this so well.
She is amazing.
She's just amazing.
She has grown so much.
Oh, yeah.
How was it being back with Aaron Torpy?
My girl, I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Tuck was originally supposed to play it. It was supposed to be Megan.
Right.
And Jessica had commitments and they were trying to work around it and she could not do it.
Right.
And Frank came up with the brilliant idea of Erin so that the audience could see her. And I said, you know, what character is she going to play? And they said, well, she'll be baby Megan. You know, time is different in heaven. And I said, do you guys remember that baby Megan has no eyes? Because we gave away her eyes when she died. And they went, oh, well, she got her eyes back in heaven.
You can imagine we get everything back when you die.
You get everything back. You get all your eyes. When I go to heaven, I'm going to get my heart back. I'm going to get my kidney back. I'm getting everything back.
Oh, my goodness. That's fabulous.
This is Erica Slezak on Stardust Radio.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you.
Had a great time today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
The incomparable Erica Slezak. Michelle,
amazing.
You met her. Tell me. I mean, tell everybody that's listening, seriously.
She was incredible. I felt, you know, she was just so warm, and she answered all the questions. I posted in it. Did you read my interview with her on my site?
I didn't read it yet, no. You told me about it today. I was going to look at it tonight.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, she really did a good job, really was very warm, and, you know, it was just like you're talking to somebody who, you know, you first meet, and she just, you know, opens right up. She wasn't guarded at all in her answers, and, you know, when you're interviewing somebody, that's what I really like, is when they start opening up, and they just, you know, it just starts flowing, and that's the way she was. She was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Linda?
I have to agree. She was just very warm and, you know, interested in speaking, you know, with you and just very gracious and just very open and candid about her thoughts on, you know, the Super Soap ending this year and, you know, her storyline. And she's just a professional and, you know, she's just unbelievable. I was very starstruck. I can't even speak when I'm even thinking of her. She's just amazing. I think out of everyone that we met this weekend, I think that, you know, I think most in awe when I met her, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
She was great.
I have to agree. I do.
Like a screen legend for me, you know. I mean, growing up, she's just, you know, always been there. So it was amazing. Yeah.
And she seems extremely grateful to the fans, you know. I invited her to come on the show, and she was like, oh, sure, if we have time. And we explained to her it's an internet show, and all you got to do is call from wherever you are, and there's your time. And she was like, oh, I love talking to the fans. So hopefully we'll have her on here soon.
Yeah,
you know?
I think she was ready to do your show that day.
I know. She was like, oh, by that time. She really was. It was so cute. And you know what? I'll have to say, as beautiful of a woman she is, the first thing she says when she sits down, she's like, oh, my God, you two are so beautiful. We're like, oh, look in the mirror, honey, because you got us popped.
If I could look like that at her age, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
She definitely was. I'm not even trying to pick you people up on the phone no more because you keep not answering me.
What's the caller?
What's
the caller? You know,
I know. What's going on, caller number six? Hello? Okay, so they don't want to talk today. They just want to listen. That's fine. I got no issues with that. They may not have been to Super Soap, and they're just trying to catch on, you know, catch a ride on our train. Michelle, what was the most memorable thing for you this year from Super Soap Weekend?
Meeting Joanne and Linda.
She's our favorite now.
It was great, you know, and I have to agree, and we're not far from each other, Michelle. We definitely have to get together soon, for
but
sure.
We definitely have to get together. But I, you know, what's memorable? I have to say, I think those media breakfasts where they had all the stars there, and you got to really, I mean, I thought it was very efficient in getting the most amount of stars to the most media outlets at one time, and I thought it worked really well. And, you know, I have a lot of material I still need to post from that, but that was good, and I love the Kane sisters, Candy Kane, Nova Kane, and what's the other one?
Sugar Kane.
Sugar Kane.
Oh, how right? I wanted to interview them so bad.
It's too bad
we
when
looking,
you found them.
You know what? We were looking for them on Friday. We thought for sure, you know, they'd
be
there.
They would be around rehearsing or something.
But
yeah.
When you found them on, remember when we went to the game show, the first game show, and they were there? It's
yeah.
too bad they couldn't have got them after that. That would have been a funny.
I know. You know what, though? We had our handler, our escort, David Vernon. And he informed me
I wonder
that
if he's
they,
listening. But if you're,
I
if
hope
you're
he is. I would love, if David, if you're listening, call, because we would love to talk to you. So sad we didn't get a picture with you. For those of you listening, we had a bona fide Disney escort. His name was David Vernon, and he took us everywhere in the park that we needed to go. And when he wasn't babysitting us and taking us where we needed to go, he definitely took on everybody else, you know, and he went above and beyond his call of duty as an escort. I'll say that right now without even going into any details, and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Well, when you say babysit, I think that bring it,
Mom. He was great. I love David. I wish he would call in. That would be so awesome if he did. And if he didn't, I wish that he would just, you know, listen and send an email, because I'd love to hear from him. He was really, really great.
He was great. And he even adopted us, too, you know, at the
he
end.
He did. He adopted Michelle and Tara.
Yep.
He was like the pie with the flute, you know.
And what about the guy who with the accent? With
Bob. Another Bob.
I want to have a picture of him.
So do I. You posted it on MySpace. He did some fabulous accents.
I'm in the process of downloading. Did you say you got a picture of him too, or no?
Yeah, I do. I posted it on MySpace a little bit ago. I got to update the website. I don't think I have all the same photos on the website that I do on MySpace, but I definitely have it. Let's
maybe
see.
Maybe you should explain who Bob is.
So they're saying in the chat room, I was so confused. It just says, this is Bob. Bob was somebody that he's an employee of Disney, and we went after our press breakfast, we went over to see if we could snag some fast passes to go ahead around and meet some more people, and there wasn't any more. So Bob was there, and he came over, and he kind of sat and talked to us. Then he started doing all these quirky accents, and he was making fun of my accent, and then we were talking about the Buffalo accent, the Canadian accent, the Chicago accent. What else did we talk about? There was quite a few of them.
Lots of accents. I think he did a couple Southern accents, too.
Yes, he did the Southern accent, right.
Because
he said
accent.
That he was from New York, but when he moved down south, he changed to a Southern accent real fast, because back in those days, they weren't too kind of Yankees coming on down south. So he changed his accent real quick.
Right.
He was fabulous. Bob. Yeah, so that's Bob. So if you ever go to MGM or Disney, look for Bob that does the accents. He's great.
Bob with the accents. Yeah.
Carry that picture with you. Let's see. Who are we going to play next? Hey, let's listen to Laura Wright from Super Soap Weekend.
To be invited every year, you're like, you know, everyone's waiting for their call. Everyone's always asking, do we know yet? Do we know yet? It's like really ridiculous. And even some people that don't want to come, and I'm like, how do you not want to go?
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Next, what's going on with Carly? Well, I mean, is there going to be another Sunny pairing? Or would you rather see a whole new character come on campus?
Oh, I would love to bring
I think,
a whole new man on the show.
You know, I think it's getting a little tedious. You know, between Carly and
Sunny. She's not getting right together with Carly.
Okay.
Sunny. And this is just a little
something or other.
Well, what I did love that came out of this is that it proves that she always screws up a good thing. Carly just does, and you know, thank God, because of my work, you know.
Yeah, right.
And not everyone, you know, a lot of people give me grief about that sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? She's not Elizabeth or Robin, or you know, she is. She's the person that, you know, she doesn't know how to have a good thing. She messes it up, which I love. It's just fun.
And you're great. You are just incredible. You're emotional. Where do you draw the emotions from when you get into those scenes where you start crying at the drop of a dime? I mean, it's incredible to watch you do that.
Thank you. I really believe it's happening, what's going on. I mean, I embody that character, like, and unfortunately, I really relate on quite many levels. I really relate and understand this character, and I love her, you know. I love playing her. I love how screwed up she is, you know, because I believe there are people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are like that. They will never admit to it, but they are.
Right. No.
And she's there. You know, she's like right there. You don't wonder where you stand with her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
She doesn't like you, she tells you. If she does, she tells you. You know, I think that's interesting.
Right.
I relate. I believe it's happening. I'm really, people ask that question a lot. Like, how do you cry? What do you think of? And I'm like, I can't not think about the scene, because then I would be out of it and not know my line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, I believe that whatever's happening to her at the time is happening to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, on our show, I did a poll, and I had people sending questions to ask you guys during this event. And Brandon from Texas was a big fan of yours on Guiding Light, loving, followed you all the way through, and he wanted to know mostly, how is it from moving suburban Pennsylvania to the beautiful country, you know, from the beautiful countryside to L.A.?
Well, that was difficult, but then I found beautiful country, and I'm in San Ynez, California. I'm a two-hour commute.
Wow.
My kids live up there. I have 5 acres. I have goats. I have chickens. I live in a very beautiful, beautiful wine country behind Santa Barbara in the San Ynez Valley. We've just planted about 2 acres worth of grapes. We just barreled our first wine. We're selling it next year, by the way. I'm getting a label and everything. I need a backup career. It was about almost a 2-year journey to find where we are now, but I absolutely love it, and I feel like I live in the most beautiful place in the world. I love where I live. This is Laura Wright on Stardust Radio.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Laura Wright. So she is becoming, what's the word?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can hardly wait.
Oh, yeah. Linda, did you get that bottle of wine open tonight?
Hopefully I'll have a corkscrew by then. No, I have not.
You didn't buy a corkscrew?
Hey, if anyone has any tips on how to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew, please post them on the blog.
Okay, listen to, Linda, tell your story. Michelle, listen to the story she told me last night.
Okay, so, you know, I had just one of those days at work, and I just wanted desperately just to come home and relax and, you know, have a nice glass of wine to unwind, and lo and behold, I can't find the corkscrew, and I knew, or the bottle opener, I knew that it's lost, but for some crazy reason, I thought to myself, well, if I look again, maybe it's somewhere in the kitchen. So I'm looking, and it's nowhere to be found. I still don't know where it is, but I go on Google, and I type in how to open a wine bottle without a wine opener, and up comes like all these videos of like how to this, that, and the other. And there was one particular video that caught my eye, and it had this guy standing outside with a bottle of wine. He wraps the bottle of wine in a towel, and he's tapping the bottom of the glass, or the bottom of the wine bottle, up against the tree. And he's doing this for about 50 or 60 times, because I counted the number of times that the bottle made contact with the tree. And lo and behold, by like the 60th time, the cork literally pops out of the wine bottle, and then like he's drinking out of it. And I'm like, okay, shit, so this has got to work. I just saw it happen, right? So I get my bottle of wine, I get a little towel, and I go outside, and I'm like, okay, I don't really have a tree, but I have a palm tree in front of the house, so let me go here. And I'm like, I'm doing the same exact thing like on the video, and nothing's happening. And the tree's dropping berries on my head. I'm like, the neighbors are like coming out, like wondering what's going on because it's loud. And anyhow, it didn't work. So I'm like, I got so pissed. I'm like, anyhow, this bottle is still in my fridge, and I would love to open it, but I don't have a wine opener. So if anybody has any good ideas other than, you know, pushing the cork in, please let me know. Please let me know.
I could just see her out there whacking a bottle of wine on a pine, a palm tree.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I have berries on the palm tree, and they were, like, dropping on my head.
Hysterical.
All right. Well, I'm going to try the phones again here. Let's see. 248. Who is this?
Hey, it's Barb.
Hey, Barb. I'm so mad we didn't get to meet at Super Soap.
I know. How many times we tried, I don't know.
But then, you know, and what? Then, we were standing right next to each other at the street stand, and we didn't even know.
I know. I didn't realize it until the next day that you were standing next to me.
That's hysterical. So Barb is the webmaster for Mr. Bob Guinea, who Linda and I finally met, and he's just freaking fantastic. I just posted a picture of the three of us together. I don't remember if I tagged it or not, but I just posted it.
Oh, yeah, I'll have
it,
to take a look at him. I was talking to him today, and I told him I was going to call in and bug people about the cruise, and he's like, oh, yeah, they were cool.
Absolutely.
Because I really like Joanne.
Aw. That reminds him about Rita for me, though.
I did.
Okay.
We did. He's in L.A. doing a show for Bam from TV this weekend, so
okay.
He's heading back east, and they'll take care of that, yeah.
Very cool. So Barb is going to plug Rock the Soap Cruise for Mr. Bob Guinea. So go ahead, pitch your stuff there, girl.
It's March 20th through the 23rd. It's a Baja cruise. It goes off from L.A. to Mexico. And you do get off the boat in Mexico for the day. And then the rest of the events are all the soap events they have on board and on the beach. And they have a lot of stuff planned. Right now they're doing a Tourist in the Cay exclusive event that we haven't announced yet, except it's going to be very cool. Any of the Tourist in fans will love it. Plus a lot of the other Eden's doing an exclusive event. There's a lot of the soap stars, and we have them all listed on the site. So there's we just sent out a blog today. If anybody goes to Bob's MySpace or his bobguinea.com, there's a new blog and tells all about soap the Rock the Cruise.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a refer a friend $50 off coupon.
Yep. You can get a $50 off right from the start if you put in DGB in your code. And then after that, any friend, if you can get somebody to book, if you have, you know, because most people go together, you refer each. You can just refer each other again, and you get another $50 off. So right off the bat, you can start off with $100 off. So we've had quite a few people that are using it. We had a group of people of about 10. Then they all just kept putting each other's names, and they ended up all getting, you know, like $150 off. So
Well, every little bit helps.
It does. It definitely does. I went on the site, and it seems like a lot of the rooms are pretty much gone, too.
Yeah, they're booked up, so people need to, really kind of make the decision. You don't have to pay it all up front, so that's kind of a good thing. You can kind of make payments for it. So you understand, you just have to put a deposit down, and then you can just make payments for over the next couple months.
Yeah, that's a smart way of doing it. And again, the big bonus there is the refer a friend.
This will probably be at this point it's the most up close and personal type event you will be at, having all of them on the same cruise in the same place. You don't have to run around to hotels and stalk them out. They'll be all there.
Oh, you know,
we're gonna
touch on that.
I was laughing. I stayed at the beach club at Super Soap Inn at like 1:30 in the morning. We had some people had called me and asked if I'd come down and meet them, and I went back down to the lobby, and there was quite a few fans still down there that hadn't figured out that the soapies weren't staying there yet. So we were
kind of, get out of here, really.
We were watching, and these ladies were crying because they had just found out that Bradford wasn't staying there, and they wanted to know what hotel, and I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe
oh
the Grand Floridian. So it was,
you know,
felt bad for them, but yeah. They switched everybody out kind of last minute.
Oh, gosh, that's hysterical. I mean, I still can't get over the amazement of the way that some of the fans behave with the stalking in the hotels. And, you know, I mean,
I think some of the same ladies were sitting there when we arrived at about noon on Friday. We're still there at night. I'm like,
I believe it. Yeah.
So. But,
Barb, is there going to be a way to find out how many people came from different parts of the United States to go on this cruise?
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll probably be able to come up with that, yeah, because I'm kind of curious, too, to see where everybody's coming from. Although, quite a few people I talked to that I met at Super Soap, just, you know, standing around talking to fans in the lines. I was passing out T-shirts for Bob and stuff. Said they had already booked, and I was actually, we didn't think there was that many people that had booked yet, but it sounds like it's really starting to pick up.
Right. Well, what I was going to
say,
it showed very few rooms left.
Yeah. Yep. I looked at it today again, too, and it is starting to get filled up. So if you're going to go, I would start making your decisions and
start making your plans.
Yep, and I would suggest, we have flown out to L.A. a couple times, and we usually take Spirit, and if you join Spirit's $9 club, they send you these special events all the time, and in the summer, I flew to L.A. for $99, so
they do have
stuff if you just kind of watch everything.
Gotta look for it, right.
Spirit. Yeah.
Gotta look for it. All right, very good. Well, you know, I might not be going on the cruise, but if Bob's promoting it, he's always got a place here. That's all that matters to me.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's all that matters to me. Yeah. Well, we love him too. So you let him know that.
Yeah. I will tell him.
All right, Barb.
You guys have a good night.
We'll see you soon. You too.
Alrighty.
Thanks for calling in.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. So we are going to touch on Kristen Alderson and Brandon Buddy, since all these Fab Four nuts in the chat room are going crazy. So make sure you all shut up, because they were kind of spread apart, and let's see what it sounds like, okay? So here's Brandon and Kristen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you?
Fine. How are you, Hanson? Nice to see you. You look fabulous, Lampy.
Thank you.
Love your little corp. Awesome.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. No, I don't want to intimidate people.
And Brandon Buddy. So are they getting back together or not? Not really sure yet, I guess, huh?
No. Couldn't really gauge that yet.
You know, they kind of
tight-lipped.
Yes, they were very tight-lipped about it. And so we'll see what happens. I'm sorry. I'm starting to get a tiny bit of a tickle in my throat. I wonder what the hell that's from.
Hello, it's like 10 degrees up there.
I know, poor Tyler is sick, Linda. He's got a cold. He's got this tonight. So, oh, God, you know what kind of night I'm in for. Tony is on the phone. Let's say hi to Tony. Haven't talked to you in a minute there, buddy.
Hey, Joanne and Linda and Michelle, what's going on?
Hey,
Tony.
Hi.
Oh, man. I am sitting here listening to all these great stories you had and all these sound bites you've been doing. It feels like you guys had a great time down there.
Yeah, we really did. You know, it was a good time. It's nice to see that people still want it to happen. And if they do it right, I think it'll come back. So, I mean, I think they would be sorely mistaken to leave it gone.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you had some cool sound bites, especially with Erica Slezak and what she her get her feelings on the show. And also, she mentioned a little about Bree Williams and performance on the DVD.
Yeah.
On the storyline with the extra torture.
Erica really praises Bree, and she thinks she's doing a fantastic job. And but she also said how great it was to work with Aaron Torpy again. So,
yes.
You know, she really, you can, if you were sitting across from her the way that we were, you would see the sincerity in her eyes. Every word she spoke was so real and so true. There was not
mm-hmm.
a fake bone in this woman's body.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
yeah,
was really good. So, all right, I'm going to play a little bit of, let's see here. I want to hear from Jean-Paul Lavoisier. So,
ooh,
listen to JP.
Are you, honey? We're happy that you're wearing this shirt today. It's kind
of urban. Do you have something against
Cameron? No, but I'd rather do it with that.
I'm my girlfriend and that's my boyfriend.
Well, you know what? Take a woman with one. They're both fine. Very, very cute.
I didn't
get good taste in either gender.
No, sir. I literally had my Cameron shirt on for like 3 minutes. And who's the first person to see me wearing it? My Cameron. I walk into the hideaway. I've been wearing it for such a short amount of time, I forgot I was wearing it. I was like, oh, I'll wear this shirt today. And Cameron's like, hey, nice shirt. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's you. So, anyway, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
It was like, who finds me? But I never got that close to you to see. I'm like, what is this?
Sarah Sack wrote,
yeah.
My boyfriend, heart, Sarah.
Oh.
I don't think she was referring to Cameron. I think she was referring to me.
Right.
It looked like she was. And then Ricky Paul Golden wrote some big monologue on the back of my shirt. So I don't know what to do on my back. Ricky drew it on my running shirt. And then a fan in my autograph line wrote on the back of my shirt as well. And I don't know what they wrote. By the end of the day, my shirt was a disgusting, sweaty mess. So I took it off and I threw it in my suitcase. So I'll take it home, I'll wash it, and I'll do it then.
Well, let me ask her. What?
I've been
doing this forever with the shirt. So I did
Bo, then with Adriana. I had Bo, Eddie Alderson, me, Adriana. I had Melissa Archer.
Uh-huh.
I had Bob Ginning.
Yes.
And then Cameron and Sarah.
I'm taking a picture of Stardust Radio. You didn't want to art t-shirts. You want to wear t-shirts like that. I'm going to make some Stardust Radio for John McCann.
I said, you know, some of the people at Disney might not appreciate that, but anybody that didn't understand that joke would have been like, okay, and anybody too young to not hear something like that would have not.
No.
This is my third year doing the game show. I've done 12 of these in past years, and I'm not doing anything different that I haven't done before.
Yeah.
And so
I think they're a little overstimulated.
I know, but they should have known. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know what? You keep doing what you did. Come on. What do you feel about the last?
I'm calling their bluff. I call their bluff. I know that they want to. From what I understand, it was Disney's, or ABC's call, not Disney.
Right, no.
And, you know, Disney owns ABC, so I don't know. I don't know. I know that they want to spend the next year
trying to get
us to more places. They want, instead of getting a bunch of people to come to us, we're going to, a bunch of us are going to go to, you know, scatter out to them. I doubt this is going to be the last Super Show. So many people are wearing these, you know, fake Super Show shirts. There's a petition going around.
Oh, yeah. We did a whole show on it, yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
I can see how this costs ABC a fortune because they have to bring us all here, they pay us, and they have to get it. It's a spot. So even if they just cut back on some of that,
I mean, there's got to be a whole bunch of other stuff involved that we don't know about behind the scenes. But I don't think we're never going to get the dynamic that they have here. Mm-hmm. Whether they send you all over the country, you could go to Boise, Idaho, with 10 people, you're never going to get a place here.
No.
The magic is not here. Mm-hmm. You're going to go sit in some hotel conference room. It's there. But yeah, I told it once.
It'll be back in 2 years.
I heard a rumor that there's a crack in opening up at Disney in California next November, and that it's a possibility to take it to California next year and then bring it back to Florida. Like, all the rumors. Even if they did that, that would be fun. If they wanted to alternate years, mm-hmm. theaters that are left to East Coast, then I think that would be fair. They used to do it in California.
This was before my time,
right.
You know, right before I started.
Well, Rex is doing a fabulous job. It was nice to see you out of the coma.
Thank you very much.
And,
that was actually the most painful time I've ever had on the show. Lying in a hospital bed. You think you're stealing money because people are like, oh, you did it live, I was driving, doesn't have to talk. But you know what? That hurt my lower back.
Yeah.
Because I had to lay there for hours on end, and I couldn't. And when they were doing the surgery scenes, and they had the bowl of organs when they were doing the and I had the IVs, and I had to have my arms and I did the IVs. I couldn't, during our 5-minute break, I couldn't get up and stretch because it was too much work
to get everything done.
To just lie there, and I was getting bent towards.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. All right. Thank you for sitting with us. And here's your quote that you gave me. Robin sent it over to me. So, until the next time you have a free 10 p.m. hour, I expect you to ask.
Fine. Okay.
John Paul Lavoisier called their bluff.
Yes, he did.
He certainly did. He don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I don't think we've seen the last of his PJs.
You know, I'm telling you, if anybody has ever seen John Paul outside at Super Soap, or I guess probably almost at any event, the man wears his pajamas, and he always has a T-shirt on with another person. So this year, he chose Cameron Matheson to be his first T-shirt. And if you couldn't make out the audio, Linda had asked him who signed it, if Cameron signed it, because there was a signature that was visible, but we weren't close enough to see it at the time. And it was Farrah, who is JP's girlfriend, wrote a heart, my boyfriend, you know, Farrah. So he didn't know if she meant Cameron or himself. And I'm sure he meant, you know, was hoping it was talking about himself. So he's definitely a cutie, and he's really funny, and like Linda said, he's very high energy. It's almost as if he's got like Red Bull flowing through his veins. Pretty much, yeah. You know. He's just definitely a good interview, and I enjoy speaking with him.
I did too. He was fun.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, did you get to talk to him?
No, he was one of the ones that that we didn't get to. You know, some of them, they skipped us because they had time restraints. So he was one of the ones that I really did want to interview him, but he didn't get
mm-hmm.
to us.
Okay. Yeah, he was definitely something else. They're telling me in the chat room that he lost his voice by the end of the weekend, which I can imagine. I mean, he's up there hanging out and doing all these talk shows all the time. He does a lot of talking, And you know what? We went by his autograph line, and the people waiting to get an autograph from him, not just in the fast passes, but the ones who hang around the bars, it was incredible. Michelle, were you with us when we went by there?
I don't think so, no. No, I wasn't there.
It was huge. Oh, my God. It was like the first year Spinelli was there. There were so many people crowding his area that you couldn't even see who it was.
Yeah, and I think if I remember, I mean, he wasn't even expected to be there for quite a while, and then there were still, you know, just people just waiting for him, and he's really, you know, something else.
He definitely is. When they give him autograph sessions, they only give him one because he's so wrapped up with all those talk shows. So, but it was definitely good. I just want to touch on the devotion of the fans for a minute. Linda and I, after we went down to the dance hall, which is a club on the boardwalk, and so desperately in need of a cocktail, and we had a really good time. And what I found hysterical, and I wrote it in the blog, was the soap stars were all roped around, you know, in this little roped area, and we didn't realize there was a bar in there until after some of them started to clear out and we could actually see how big it was. But, I mean, it wasn't that big. It looked like they were like a bunch of sardines crammed in a can, you know. And what I found so amazing was that so many people for the 2 hours that we were there actually just stood there in front of that rope just to watch them and see every move and every little thing that they did, and it was just, I don't know. I mean, like, I put it in there. It's like kind of watching, you know, a pack of lions through a glass window. Like, oh, my God, what are they going to do next? Are they going to go after this? And look how this one's holding their cup. And, you know, oh, look, did you see how she danced? And it's just amazing to me that for 2 hours you would stand there and watch somebody like that.
Yeah, I kind of missed that. I was kind of, you know, found a little spot on the dance floor and called it my own, and
she certainly did.
I do remember, though, there were a couple, like I remember Darnell coming over and, you know, kind of mingling with the, you know, with the fans that had been there for hours, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was really, you know, he was really cute about coming over and, you know, posing for pictures. Of course, everybody, you know, had their camera out just waiting for
Darnell
the light.
Williams.
You know. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I remember that. And then I also caught a glimpse of when Kelly came out and, you know, she was wearing the cutest little, you know, black
striped
and white
top. Mm-hmm.
Sweater that, you know, anybody could possibly, you know, look cute in. She definitely did. And she was, you know, mingling with the fans as well. But I really didn't see, you know, too much. I mean, like you said, there were so many people just kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of impossible to see anything.
I did
manage to get a couple of snapshots of Darnell hanging over the bars, and there's a couple candids in there also of Kelly, Monaco, and Laura Wright dancing it up. So they were definitely having a good time, so we just had I just took those couple little shots and was on my way. Darnell was having a really good time. Barb was there. She knows. And, they're saying definitely soap fans are the most dedicated fans around. But, you know, you got to draw a line somewhere. Let somebody have a break for a second.
Wasn't Darnell wearing his Mickey Mouse ears?
He certainly was. And he had a picture of it on my face.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing little Mickey Mouse ears.
He was. And he had no problem messing with that hat. Brandy's in the chat room, and there's a group shot of us with Brandy in it. She's in one of the shots, Linda, that we took. She actually went and helped me try to find my purse on Sunday. You know, who Errol called, so thank you again for that. But I don't know. So I just thought that was pretty, I don't know, I just thought that was pretty funny. So, you know, we went over, we dropped Georgette and her friends off over at the Disney MGM Hollywood Studios as they went to go prepare to stay in their lines for the fast passes. Now, mind you, it was raining, and there was puddles everywhere, and I couldn't tell you that everybody came so prepared this year compared to last year. People were sleeping on the concrete last year, and it was really, really cold. This year, they had cots and tents. I mean, like if they were going camping. The best was the two women who were under the tent with the high cots, at least a foot off the ground, and she told me it was her husband's idea, and then she pointed. I look over to my left, and there's her husband curled up in the fetal position on the concrete wrapped in a blanket. I couldn't believe it.
That's unbelievable.
Couldn't even get him a cot. But, yeah, he was sleeping on the concrete while, you know, he made sure his wife was nice and happy. So
That's a good man. That's a good man.
Hey, Joanne.
Yeah.
Joanne.
Yes, Michelle.
I got to run. But I wanted to say goodbye, and I wanted to say, you know, I had such a great time with you guys, and I'm glad that we finally got to meet, and that I hope that it's really not the last Super Soap, because I just have a feeling that maybe after a year or two that they're going to bring it back again. So.
Right. Well, everybody, make sure you guys check out Michelle's blog, the Palm Beach Daily News palmbeachdailynews.com/soapbox. They are the original and only soapbox, so make sure you check that out.
Thank you.
Read their blog. All right, Michelle, we'll talk
to you later. Okay, Joanne. Bye, Joanne. Bye, Linda. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
So,
fabulous.
Yeah, that was a very definite highlight, meeting Michelle. What is this?
Rebecca
has a bad one, so bad it ruins it for anyone to meet her at the studio. What are you guys talking about? A stalker? No, Barb, there is no other soapbox. That was, I think they're called Soap Thought now. I'm not really sure, but Soapbox is run by the Palm Beach Daily News. And I think that was just kind of a takeoff on their name, and I think that's all been corrected right now. So, yeah, Michelle is the original soapbox. So, anyway, let's see here. Who do I got left here to play? Julie Berman from Super Soap Weekend.
Congratulations on the wedding. How's that?
Thank you.
feel is coming to Disney World. So it's really hard not to think that every year you get to come back here. So I am sad.
Julie Berman on the ending of Super Soap Weekend. We touched base with her on the Spencer dynamic, how, you know, just recently they got to work again with Jeannie Francis, and we talked to all three of them about that, Tyler, Greg, and Julie. And, of course, the generic response is, yes, we miss Jeannie Francis, and and they would like to see some more interaction with, you know, the brothers and sisters, and get back to that core Spencer family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Spencer family enough values.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit ridiculous that they kind of just, like, dismantle all these families and just everybody goes their own separate way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, hopefully they're working on that.
Oh, I hope so, too. That would be really cool if you start to see something like that. Let me see. Who do we have left? We did Laura Wright. Michael Easton on Stardish Radio. So listen for Michael.
How do you feel about the ending of Super Soap Weekend, Michael?
Heartbroken. It's kind of end of an era. They come up with a nice alternative for us.
Well, the Soap Nation tour that they're planning on in place, cruises and more intimate things throughout the country.
Yeah, I think it's the idea to reach, you know, more people in more places.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a prepared statement to read, and left mine in the room. So.
Congratulations on the book.
Oh, thank you.
How's it going with sales and stuff?
Wonderful. We actually got caught with our pants down yesterday because they were kind enough to mention it on The View.
Oh, wonderful.
And they sold out all the copies they had. So. Really nice to get a nice response, but it probably isn't. I think a lot of people think graphic novel, but it is very, it is a love story at the heart of it. It's sort of this epic love story. So I think a lot of the readers of daytime, or people that follow serials in general, they've responded really well to it. So it's been
that's
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about John and Blair.
Okay.
Now Marty's back in the picture.
Right.
And what's going to happen here? Are you going to break Blair's heart again? I mean, this woman's getting her heart broken left and right by men.
You know, I don't.
She's born spray and everything.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that it seems to me that they're. I think one of the things I realized after setting things up was, you know, John has been driven maybe for the last 6 or 7 months to find Marty in the sense that his guilt had not been able to protect her. But their love story really hadn't peaked or anything. They had almost just connected.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now he is surprisingly ended up having some feelings for Blair, which I don't think he ever saw coming. I think they sort of threw the couple together not knowing exactly what would happen, and people have responded pretty positively.
Okay. I think it's great.
And so I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be a very complicated relationship for some time to come. So I don't, it still doesn't, he definitely doesn't just dump Blair. No, I think he's really, I don't know if he tells her, I think next week sometime, that the one he wants is her. So it would be very poor for his character. It wouldn't show very much integrity or anything if he was that kind of guy. He definitely has some feelings.
The recent scenes where you bust through the window with between you and Trevor and Susan are just amazing. I mean, the three of you together in that bedroom when you bust through the window was just incredible. I mean, the chemistry between you yelling at Todd and him just standing there like you say, with his pants down, like, I just got caught, man. And it just played out beautifully. You really did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. Well, they wrote some very nice scenes, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I really got to jump through the window.
Did you really?
The most fun I had since I've been there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they were terrific, and Trevor was great during the fight scene. We did that in one take, and it was just terrific. And we had a great time. Susan's always great. So
she was amazing.
It's nice to have that dynamic. And, you know, sometimes
daytime has a bit of ADD in terms of they're always, just when it seems to go, they're cutting to somebody else.
Right.
And it was one of the few times where it had a nice arc. They allowed the time, and you were allowed to take the time and build it to something, you know, from and all those emotions changing. And to see her go from not believing, you know, being in love with him and then to feel betrayed and then the anger, I thought it was a nice arc for any relationship. You search on 3 days.
Right.
You know?
All right. Well, I'm still waiting for you to come on the show, buddy.
That's
we talked
right.
about
we
it in New York.
This.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to email them again when I get back to
all
New
right.
York. So just keep it in
that's
your
right.
thoughts. Let's get out. This is Michael Easton on Stardish Radio.
This is Michael Easton on Stardish Radio.
Second thing you have.
Michael Easton on Stardish Radio. I said it in the blog, and I'll say it again. I never felt like I had to keep eye contact with somebody for so long in my life. He was just I don't know. What? Yeah, that's all I could say about him.
Yeah.
You just could not take your eyes off of his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, now that we're back from reality. Fantasy
no,
land,
I don't
I
want to go
say.
Back. I don't want to go back with you. Give me another minute, Joanne. Can you replay that again?
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. They're asking in the chat room any word on getting Cassie DePaiva. You know what? We didn't get to see Cassie this trip. She was not at the press breakfasts. And we saw her on stage, but that was it. So we didn't get a chance to talk to her. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Let's see, Linda. What else happened during our darn weekend that we're just...
The street jam with the montage was great. I thought, you know, at the ending of the street jam where they, you know, showed clips of previous years gone by, and I just thought that that was really, I mean, it just really just kind of brought it all home and just the memories. And, you know, when Laura came back and, you know, it was just, you know, and Anthony Geary, you know, the year that they kind of came back and
mm-hmm.
they did their, they were there at Super Soap, which was amazing. And, yeah, I thought that that was just, it was very touching and it just kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, brought it all to a head.
Right.
And it was, I think that, you know, that was definitely, I think, one of the highlights for me.
Right. It definitely was. And for those of you who weren't there or those of you who were there, I'm just going to play a little bit of the song that they used. So just visualize in your head past from clips from Super Soap Weekends in the past, pictures of your favorite stars, and all that stuff rolled up into one with this music in the background. So take a listen to this.
Another turning point, fall stuck in the road. Some grab you by the rest, direct you where to go. Don't make the best of this dance, I'm gonna fly. It's not a question, but a lesson laid in time. It's something unpredictable, and in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Go take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and their skin on trial. Who was it worth? It was worth all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
So that was Green Day, I Hope You Had the Time of Your Life, which they actually used in the ending. If anybody was a Friends watcher, they used in the very last episode of Friends. So
the song made you have goosebumps and chills, and you know, people were waving their cell phones in the air with the backlights lit. So it was definitely a bittersweet moment.
Yeah, it was definitely a somber moment, I think. Just looking around in the crowd and looking at everybody's face, it was just, you know, you just knew it's an ending of an era, and you know, hopefully you know, they'll bring it back, and when they do, we'll all be here for it.
That's right, and that brings it back to what Bob Guinea said. Don't go around boycotting other events, because in essence, you know what? Linda sent me an email from Yahoo TV today. People may not be Days watchers, but Marlena and John on Days have been a staple of Days of Our Lives forever and a day. And they were actually just fired because of budget cuts. And they,
I mean,
the power.
I know who they are.
yeah, you know what I mean. And
yeah.
the powers that be seem to think that it's easier to cut out the higher paid salaries of the bigger actors than it would be to cut out the smaller people who have just come on, which is ridiculous. But daytime is in a big decline, and I'll tell you, if you guys start boycotting one event for another, it's just going to die. It's just going to die completely.
Yeah. And what's going to happen to the Emmys this year, I wonder?
That's another thing. I don't know if you guys have seen this SoapNet and ABC, CBS, and or NBC are not going to air the daytime Emmys. And I don't understand why ABC or SoapNet wouldn't. I mean, you know, basically it's mainly for soaps. So, I mean, other than daytime court TVs and, you know, stuff like that. But nobody wants to air it, which I don't understand.
I don't. I mean, I certainly, I think, really don't understand why SoapNet wouldn't want to pick it up.
Yeah, they did coverage of it last year, albeit it wasn't all that great. But, you know, this is the daytime's chance to shine.
Right.
And I don't understand why they won't air it. I don't know. So I don't even know what will happen. I mean, then you got CBS or maybe TNT, but I really can't see them picking it up because they don't really have a lot of daytime shows on those networks.
No. No, it's kind of scary, actually.
It
you know,
is.
When you really
you know
think
what?
Of it, this is an event that, you know, the actors and actresses go, you know, to meet with their peers and get recognized, you know, and it's a sad day when, you know, there isn't that platform or that format for them to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
You're right. And you know what? You guys in the chat room, you're right. They're all saying, oh, this is Kristen Alderson's year. And you know what? You're probably right. It probably
right.
is a Kristen Alderson year. It's probably a Brandon Buddy year. It's a year
absolutely.
For a lot of actors, not even just on our network.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big year for a lot of our, you know, faves. And we may not get a chance to see them go up there and accept their award. It's
right.
Terrible.
They may just have a ceremony that'll be closed to the public and nobody will know nothing. So you know what? This is where you go. I mean, you guys are great at making these petitions and you're great at, you know, doing these writing campaigns. Get busy. You know, you want to see SoapNet was a channel that was created for soaps, not for Mommy Dearest, not for My Boyfriend's a Pyromaniac or whatever the hell those stupid movies are that they play. It should be airing movies, if any at all, with, you know, our soap actors in it. I mean, as long as there's a soap actor in the movie, then you know what? Then air it. You know what I mean? I mean, not for nothing. Gregory J. Martin, if you guys don't know who he is, find him on MySpace. He's on my friends list. It's under Gregory J. Martin Films. And he co-directed with Darnell Williams from All My Children, who plays Jesse Hubbard, a movie called Manhattanites. And in that movie is Aidan Turner, Eileen Kristen, Forbes March, along with many other ABC daytime soap stars. And they went and pitched it last week to SoapNet to air, and they declined to accept the movie. Now, I don't understand why they would do that. In they declined, he said, in order to keep airing shows like movies like Mommy Dearest, No Wire Hangers Ever, Christina, Queen of
Christina.
Christina. Oh,
does this floor look clean to you? You've got to move the pot.
Oh,
you've got
God.
To move the pot.
Seriously, we don't need to see no crusty old Joan Crawford on TV. You know, we want to see some fine, fresh faces from our soaps. So you know what? Poor Megan, she says, I'm so lost. What is Mommy Dearest?
Oh, Megan. Okay, I think, I don't know. Maybe we're just showing our age or something.
I think so. I'll tell you right now, it's a movie I made my kids watch. So
it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It's a good movie, but it's not for soap.
That. Well, you know, I'd rather, you know, they just play it too much, definitely.
I mean, three times in a week, come on.
It's a Lifetime movie, yes, I
agree
with
that. That's right, Barb. It is a Lifetime movie or a Hallmark Channel or a American Movie Classics, you know, not for SoapNet. They play way too much garbage on SoapNet. And you know what? I'm so tired, and I can honestly say this, and I've ranted on this before. I'm really, 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 really sick and tired of Beverly Hills 90210.
You know what? It was great.
Sick of
it was great 13 years ago, but not so great anymore.
You know what? It was great, but even recently, it was great to kind of catch up and be like, oh God, I remember that. But you know what?
Right.
You keep playing the same crap over and over and over. The only reason I keep SoapNet is just in case of a brain fart on the local channels where it doesn't air my soap, so I can tape it on. SoapNet. That's the only reason I keep it. I do not watch anything else on SoapNet. Nothing.
No.
Because
I don't think
to me it's not worth
it. I mean, but do you remember we used to get together on the weekends and we'd have our soap marathons, and it's just like their programming is totally, you know, it doesn't, I mean, it's SoapNet. They should really, you know, consider maybe a name change at this point. I don't know. I mean, it's just, well, we'll see what
happens. Right about that. And then I just found out they added some more shows to the programming. They are adding, let me see what this says. SoapNet, SoapNet claims Valentine's season from January 4th through February 14th, and they're calling it Sugar-Free Valentine's, a six-week programming event which will incorporate romance themed entertainment, including a new original series, Greg Berent's Wake Up Call, Stunts, Interstitials, and Movies. What the hell is that?
You've lost me. I don't know.
Cameron, for Christmas, it's going to be a Christmas past as SoapNet celebrates the season with three classic holiday episodes of General Hospital airing December 25th from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, hosted by Kirsten Storms and Bradford Anderson. Cameron Matheson is going to host ABC and SoapNet Salute Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS in March. And SoapNet also announces three new series for the year 2009. Being Erica, Greg Berent's Wake Up Call, and Southern Bells. These are all new series that are coming now. And then they also proudly say that SoapNet announces the acquisition of four additional movies for its Sunday night movie franchise. Steve Martin, Sarah Jessica Parker, Patrick Stewart, John Lithgow, Chevy Chase, Woody Harrelson, Terry Jones, Rick Moranis, Anthony LaPaglia, Juliette Lewis, Rob Reiner, Adam Sandler, Rita Wilson, Stephen Wright, Jolie Fisher, Haley Joel Osment, Stockard Channing, and Trudy Styler are all headline casts for the type of movies that they've just acquired. And holy cow, wait a minute. Oh, my God, let me not stop. OMG, I'm so sick of this. Soapnet serves up a day after Thanksgiving feast of Kelly's leftovers. I'm going to puke up my leftovers if I have to sit through Kelly Taylor's leftovers the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Pull the plug. Pull the plug.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Holy cow. Holy cow. So there you go. There's my rant on Soapnet. I love the people that work at Soapnet. Don't get me wrong, but you know what? They really need to listen to the fans real fast. Definitely need to listen to the fans. Speaking of listening to, let's change gears here. And now, I'm going to play a little bit from Torsten K. You guys got to really listen because he had a horrifying sore throat. So pay attention. What happened to Torsten? Okay, I guess I'm not playing Torsten because it keeps telling me to stop. Let's play Tyler Christopher. So that was Tyler Christopher, and he was just basically saying, you know, what he liked about the Nicholas and Claudine versus the Nicholas and, what did I say, Claudia. versus the Nicholas and Nadine pairing. Now, Georgette posted a video that somebody took of one of the General Hospital motorcades.
I don't know if anybody saw it, but I freaking cracked up when I saw this video. Tyler Christopher told us that he's going to be milking a cow on GH. And somehow or another, while they're talking about, Tyler's talking about it on stage at the GH Motorcade talk show, and he's talking to Cali Monaco, and he was saying that, you know, you could pretty much milk anything, and she just comes around and says, well, you know what, if I wasn't your cousin, you could milk me. I almost fell off the damn chair. It was so damn funny. You got to Google that video on YouTube. It was just hysterical. Georgette posted it. And there's some pretty good videos up on YouTube. So if you guys did miss the experience of Super Soap, you honestly can relive it through these videos and see what it's all about. It's really, really good. Kelly Monaco has some great comebacks with her lines.
Her one-liners. They were great.
Yeah, she's really good. Sam does not steal. She borrows. Freaking love that one. She was great.
Yeah.
So she had a whole bunch of stuff that was really cool. Let me see. Who else did we get to talk to? I did talk to Brittany Underwood and Jason Tam. We both did. And I don't have their audio up yet because it kind of was one of the last ones that I was doing. Or do I? No, I don't. And it wasn't as clear as it could have been, so I didn't want to put it up yet, and there was still some editing stuff that I had to do. But I'll air it next week when we come back on. Right now, the one I'm going to air next is Darnell Williams.
It is a pleasure having you back and all my children in front of the camera.
Thank you very much for having
been
behind the camera for a little while.
Yeah, you were. And you directed Manhattan Night to Brooklyn J. Morton. I had him on the show. Yeah, we're asking from the authors.
He
was just on my show. And then I had taken the plane on and he called in. We were talking about Barack Obama. So he called in. So there's his opinion on that. You know, it's good. And Matt Mullaney also. So, yeah, you've been busy.
Yeah, crazy busy. Good busy. Viewer, you know, who's been
quite the stalwart viewer. You know, I mean, they were just diehard. And I think it gives this pop to the look, you know, mm-hmm. a little more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just watching out for the watching out for the audience a little.
Right. There's been some internet buzz on how people perceive you and what you may think of the role you have now, because everybody says Jackie would never do what he did to Andy. You know, and
I have to say that I felt the same way too when I saw him on this. I was really upset that it turns out that he had a child, like a year.
Yeah, not even a year. I mean, yesterday in the show, it was like 3 months, okay. And that made it look like a typical man kind of, you know, not no typical man. Oh, you know what? She's out of my sight. Let me just go do what I gotta say.
Well, I was just a little upset, a bit strong of the word, but it's like wiping out, you know, a bit of history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And
the love story, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, he would have to move on, but maybe not 3 months after the fact.
You know, I thought there was no good when I first, but I was like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Who, Shannon is wonderful, though.
Right.
We're loving her.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that was as well thought out as it should have been.
Right, right. Well, the fans start because this is what they've been talking about. They're like, Jesse would never do that.
Well, you know, I think to keep them buzzing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Look, as long as you're on screen, we're happy.
Oh.
We're happy to see you, Jesse and Andy. And I want to thank you for stopping by. And you're going to get, I want you to come on my show. Sorry. You're taking that show. He's a close. I'm from Buffalo. She's here in Colorado. It's on the Blog Talk Radio. It's actually a similar one, not too long ago with Gregory, with Miss Moore and Henry, but mine is more of a town hall format, and fans will call in, we talk, and I just ask you questions, because it's nice.
Oh, cool.
You know, so I'm going to teach her, because I'll send, I guess, what's his name?
Michael
Collin. I'll send it to him, but keep that anyway, because he doesn't always ask for you.
Okay.
So, but definitely. I know I'm getting a wrapping up signal. So, can I get John Elliam from Stardust Radio?
Oh, hey guys, this is Darnell Williams on Stardust Radio.
Darnell Williams on Stardust Radio.
Yes, he
no.
is.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I know that was a big treat for you, for sure.
It was. You know, Darnell, watching him for so many years and then him being gone and just coming back like that, it was just fantastic. I'm a little distracted for a second because they're talking about Farrah Fath in the chat room. They're saying
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I'm reading this too. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what this is too. Yeah.
I heard about this. She was at the talk show and, you know, Jason Cook was one of her former co-stars from Days. And evidently he played a prank on her, and they're saying that she was upset over it or didn't seem too happy. We don't know what was going through her head, so let's just leave that alone. Let's not get any kind of drop the speculation and let them work that out. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Jason Thompson on Stardust Radio.
Okay. Oh.
So, hi, Jason.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Enough coffee, enough breakfast. You ready for the day?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, it's finally nice to meet you. We had you on the show.
Yes.
And it was a huge success.
Is that the one that we did really well with?
Yes, we did.
Awesome.
We had awesome numbers with that show.
Good.
The fans just loved it, and they asked for you to come back all the time. So
awesome.
How is it's already affected the character of Patrick becoming a dad. What are we going to see as, you know, develop between Robin and Patrick and the baby once Robin comes out of her illness? And
I think, well, the good part about it is I think we're going to try and be as realistic as possible dealing with two professional young parents.
Doctors.
doctors at that.
Doctors and dealing with an infant, you know, which I think anybody in that position, I can't honestly comment on because I haven't been in that position, but, you know, it's just, I mean, there's a lot to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to do the right thing, they're trying to make the right choices, trying to do it somewhat on their own. They don't necessarily have baby help or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully we can continue to kind of, I mean, it's always tough as far as there's always logistics. We only have the baby for so long. Can only be on set for 20 minutes. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The way they write the stuff kind of, you know, has plays into all that kind of thing. But yeah, realistically, it's I think it's a good time for them. They're learning more stuff about themselves, about personally, and then together as a relationship. And obviously, you know, this adorable little thing they have now.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen between Patrick and his newfound brother?
I don't know yet. I really don't know. We haven't really talked about what the storyline might be and how far we're going to take it. But, I mean, it's just, it's a very interesting time for him. All his fears about being that guy. Well, even just, you know, being monogamous to one woman. And then he finds out that his dad wasn't. Which is really, really difficult for him. I think he got to a point where he was almost overcoming that. And then that was somewhat of a setback right before he was about to get married, right before he was about to have a baby. So, you know, there was a lot involved with all that. But hopefully, I mean, Jason Cook's a great guy. I've had a really good time working with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. Even right now with that, with Sonny knowing that, about Sonny's son and him not knowing. And
right.
We'll see where that goes. I mean, any opportunity to work with Maurice will be great. You know, I get along with him really well. He's a great guy. Obviously, there's so much to learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, with the character right now, which is fun for me. We'll just see what happens.
What about Night Shift? How is that transition for you now? You were choosing staff, and
yeah.
How did it go this time around versus the first time?
It was different. You know, I'm really proud of the thing we did the first year, the first season. The second season was, I kind of took it upon myself to be a little more hands-on, just because we had a brand new cast, we had new production crew, new writers, new producers, all that kind of stuff, and we didn't have as many of the people from General Hospital working. So, I mean, the first year was a little, obviously it was something different, it's never been done before as far as us, but it was still a little more comfortable because we had Steve there and Bradford there and a lot of other cast members that were there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This was really just, you know, Kimberly and I and then Sonia also,
right.
Tiffany, and then a brand new cast. So, you know, I just tried to be a little more, like I said, hands-on with it and I don't know, pull up my pants a little bit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really proud of the show we pulled off.
It was really good.
Yeah, I think it came across really well. And I don't know if people understand how much goes into a daily, and to do that show in such a short amount of time. Everybody works so hard, everybody, from scripts being written to our crew and everything out there, and then the cast and all that kind of stuff. So I was really, really proud of what we did.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, how is it working with Ethan Reed versus Dominic in the same character?
Same and different, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
They're both probably two of the sweetest guys. Really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very gracious. And both great actors. So it was just, it was different, but, you know, kind of somewhat the same character. It was really different. It was interesting to see, I mean, the little nuances between them both and how they played the character. You know, it would have been interesting to see Dominic do the second season or even Ethan do the first one. I would have been interested to see how their take on things.
Right.
But, you know, both great guys. We had such an amazing cast. I had such a great time with them.
Lastly, what's your feelings on Super Soap Weekend coming to an end?
A little bittersweet, actually. It's a lot to pack in to one weekend, but it's a great time. It's great to see the fans. Great to hang out with the cast members from other shows. Obviously, I see the ones that I work with on a daily basis a lot more often. You know, to be honest with you, I was thinking on the plane right here. Like, you never know if you'll ever get an opportunity like this again. Like, just hang out with fans. I might never have fans again.
Right.
I might be 80 years old, and this could be the last job I ever get. So realistically, I mean, it's just great. I'm just kind of taking it in and just appreciating that people are here to support you, which is pretty phenomenal, really.
Yeah, well,
so,
you know what? You do a fabulous job on the show, and I'm glad you stopped by. You're going to have to come back. We'll be in touch.
I will.
They're clamoring for you.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They do.
It's better than not clamoring.
Well, like he said, it's better than not clamoring. So those of you who are Jason Thompson fans, we'll have him back eventually.
Yes. He was really nice.
No, he really was.
He had his cousin with him, and they were just hanging out, and he was just a regular old guy. So, anyway, we got 5 minutes left. So listen to me, people in the chat room. Stop talking about Brandon Buddy for a second. Hello. Seriously, stop talking about Brandon for a second and pay attention to the host of the show, because I'm trying to tell you something, okay? So there's an original design that was created especially for the Fab Four. This is going to be my first contest. And it was signed by all four of them, and it can only be bought on the Star Dishes website. Brittany Underwood and Kristen Alderson both have their own shirt given to them by Star Dish Radio. And they loved it, and they are going to wear it nice and proud. They thought it was fantastic. And when I told them my idea to have them sign it and give it away, they thought it was a fantastic idea. So this is the contest, what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to do a trivia on the personal star themselves, their characters. And there's going to be, what did we say, Linda, 3 questions?
Yeah, 3 little known facts about their character that they play or themselves.
And you have to get all 3 right.
Correct.
There's no second chances, and we're going to do this on Tuesday. I'm not telling you which member of the Fab Four it will be, so you guys have some Googling and studying to do. Tuesday night, when we come back on the air to finish up the recap and play the rest of the audio clips, I will definitely do the contest, and we'll see who wins the shirt. And then that day, the next contest will be announced. I'm not saying if it's for the Fab Four, Kristen Alderson, or whoever. You're just going to have to listen and figure it out. And if you're not signed up for the emails, yes, it will be a call-in trivia. If you're not signed up for the emails, get signed up. Make sure things are not going into your spam folder. And let's see what happens, because you know, I'm just going to put this out there. I have quite a bit of people who are registered on the website, but when I send out the emails, only like 19% of you are reading the emails. So I don't want to feel like the efforts are being wasted. So, you know, we put a lot of hard work into the show, and, you know, as the listeners, it's kind of up to you guys also that you stick by us in order to keep us on the air. It's like a two-way street, you know? I think, you know, we're pretty cool like that. We let everybody talk. Everybody gets to say what they want to say. And, you know, the only thing we ask for is to support the station. Simple as that. Monday night, Tony Dovolani from Dancing with the Stars will be on. So, you know what? Call in and support the guy. I mean, he did a fabulous job at the street jam. Brandy, you were there. You've seen it. And anybody else who's in the chat room that saw it, if you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, Dancing with the Stars, Tony Dovolani, Megan. Oh, she's such a Megan. I have no clue who he is. Google him. He's on Dancing with the Stars, Susan Lucci's partner. So then also, thank you, Dueler. So he has the ballroomdancechannel.com. So check that out. So I guess that's it, Linda. And we'll be back on Tuesday to finish up these recaps. We got some more Brittany Underwood and Jason Tam to play, and quite a few other people. Greg Vaughn still to be heard. And that's that. We got 1 minute left. Tony, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Good talking to you.
No problem.
Okay. All right, guys, we will definitely talk to you on Monday, Tony Dovolani, and Tuesday we'll finish up the recap. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
And a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
And a great weekend, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hi, this is John Blodison. Hi, this is John Blodison.
This is John Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.
Good night, everyone. I'll talk to you Monday and Tuesday, and check the calendars for the rest of the updates. Have a great weekend. Good night.